Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg, this is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First and Main, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Ford, get the best deals of the year at your local Ford dealer today. Deschutes Brewery, it comes with the territory. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello, Hokies. Welcome to Tech Talk Live, originating from First and Main here in Blacksburg, as it does each and every week. Unfortunately, we come to you tonight on what has been a very dark and sobering day in the world of basketball and, in many senses, beyond. News breaking today that Kobe Bryant, basketball icon, and his young 13-year-old daughter perish along with seven other passengers in a helicopter crash, and that rippling across basketball certainly affecting players, coaches, and everybody, fans on every level, as we bring you in. And since this is a basketball-oriented show, Mike, I felt like we needed to start there today, just kind of shock through the world of this game.
It's unbelievable, and the news I heard this afternoon is just like, it just makes you sick. It's like, how could that happen? And you know, the incredible worker that he was, the icon, the legend. I mean, he did so much for the game of basketball, not only the men's game, but the women's game. And think about how many kids and guys and girls idolized what he did and try to imitate his game. Just really sad. And you talk about all the numbers and all that kind of stuff. But to me, being a parent is like he's lost those, you know, those kids have lost their father. And, you know, it'll never be the same in their family. And it's just sad, that part of it. And to lose one of your daughters who was the basketball player, it's got to just be doubly sad. So really sad day. Your thoughts and prayers just go out to their family for hearing that news. And the other people involved, the number's gone from 5 to 9 now, we've heard. So, yep, sad.
No doubt about it. And we will, of course, put the spotlight back on Virginia Tech basketball here as well this evening as we cope with that. And we welcome in one of our favorite people and, of course, favorite Hokies, sophomore Isaiah Wilkins is with us here tonight. And as we continue to hear from all the Hokies during the course of the season. And, Chico, of course, we hate to start the conversation there. But, of course, you guys are all hoop heads. You all grew up playing the game and looking up to people just like Kobe Bryant. I just wanted to get your thoughts on what it was like today at the facility when that news started trickling in.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. And Kobe Bryant is one of those guys who everybody grew up watching and wanting to be like him. He always had that saying, the Mamba mentality. It was just that dog mentality, want to go after everybody and score the most points and just do everything he can do to help a team win. And he had that type of impact that not many people have. And it's not just about basketball. He had all of those motivational speeches, and guys just really looked up to him. And I can say in the locker room today, the vibe was kind of down because a lot of us really did look up to Kobe growing up, and to actually confirmed and known he's gone now, it's actually kind of sad. It's really sad.
Was he one of those guys that you tried to pattern your game off of as well?
Me personally, no, because it's hard to be Kobe Bryant. He's different. Like, yeah. He's just that go-getter. He's just that dude.
Well, let's talk about you all around, basketball and everything else included. I saw lately, and we can tell, you're a happy guy. You always really give off that vibe. Yeah. But really this year, you just seem like things are coming together for you on and off the floor as you've gotten a little older. What does that feel like for you? I know recently you said that the pieces just feel like they're falling in place for me.
Everything is starting to fall in place. Like I said, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't like fairly certain of how I would like fit in and stuff, but everything's starting to come in. I'm enjoying myself a lot now. My teammates are on my side. I got their back every step of the way, and we're actually having a really good time right now.
Chico, you go back to your first game. You think about that against, what was it, Gardner-Webb?
Yeah.
21 points, you make 5 threes. your first game ever. You're coming out of high school, Mount Tabor, right? And you're thinking, man, there's nothing to this game, is it? What was it like after that game and moving forward? Is like, did you think this is really easy, or
at the start of the game, I was nervous, just like any other freshman their first game. But it was one of those games where, first of all, I didn't know I was going to be playing last year, and you don't know when the coach is going to call your name. So he called my name, and I just knew I had to do something. And God was with me that night because I hit a lot of shots that night. And from then on, I never got the big head of, oh, this is easy, because it's never easy.
You couldn't miss the corner three that night. I remember that for sure. David Jackson, of course, formerly a straight coach, he told a great story about you last year in the tunnel right before the Hurricane Relief exhibition against Liberty. He said you just kind of grabbed his arm and said, we're about to play college basketball. You were a young guy, and we forget that. I mean, you're all young guys, but you were only 17 at the time. How much have you grown up in the year and a half, I guess, it's been since then?
I think I've grown up a lot, learning from a lot of those older guys from last year, the Sweet 16 team. Those guys, some of them are in the NBA overseas, and they've actually taught me a lot how to get through adversity. And I'll never forget that Liberty game. Me and Jonathan Kumbongo sitting on the bench, and we're like excited, looking at each other like, wow, we're really in college right now. Like, this is a real thing. And it's just so many memories made that will never leave my mind from last year.
Isaiah Wilkins is with us. He's smiling. It's very rare to see him not with that smile on his face. We're going to talk a little bit more with Chico on the other side. Coach Mike Young is with us for about 40 minutes as well. Eye on Hokie Hoops here tonight as Virginia Tech prepares to travel to Miami tomorrow, take on the Hurricanes on Tuesday night. A little bit more with Isaiah Wilkins right after this as Tech Talk Live continues.
Looking for some quality dining options? Come try First and Main. Try the delicious cuisines of Bowl and Bones, Saki House, or Avellino's. Afterwards, you can satisfy your sweet tooth with some frozen treats at Frosty Pairing. Buy the newest VT apparel at Alumni Hall to prepare for football season. Don't forget to check out Joseph A. Banker Talbots for your other clothing needs. Whatever it may be, First and Main will help you make this fall the best one yet. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a great place to live in Blacksburg? Beautiful homes from CMG Leasing are available now.
CMG Leasing is the official student housing of Virginia Tech Athletics, offering spectacular communities like The Edge, The Reserve, Cedar Field, and dozens more throughout the New River Valley.
And 7 leasing offices around Virginia Tech. CMG has an experienced staff to get you or the student in your family into a luxury apartment.
Luxury living from CMG, the official student housing of Virginia Tech Athletics. Discover for yourself at cmgleasing.com.
Can't buy the home of your dreams until you sell the one you're in? Now you can with First Link Interim Temporary Financing. Link what matters to what works by combining the financing of both properties and purchase your new home before your existing home is sold. This is Tessa Wright. We do what it takes to make life work because First Bank and Trust is your bank for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply for buyer and properties. Ask for details.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues. The Hokies basketball season continues again, back on the road tomorrow to Miami. And no matter where the road leads you, the miles have meaning. So stop by your neighborhood Marathon station. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. We're joined by sophomore Isaiah Wilkins. I always pause when I say sophomore, Chico, because it feels like you've been around a long time in your second season here with Virginia Tech. But pretty cool experience for you and the guys last week. You go basically home, 5 miles away from Mount Tabor at Wake Forest, beat the Demon Deacons. A lot of your family, a lot of your friends. I know I saw your dad at the hotel. Were there. What was that experience like for you?
It's always good to go home, you know. And I actually had a lot of family and friends out there supporting me. And just coming out with the W meant something. You know, going back home, playing in front of them, and being able to make them proud is always a good thing for someone.
Obviously, being here last year, you chose to stay. What was your conversation with Coach Young and convincing you to stay?
It wasn't really no convincing. He's a really good coach, and he's shown that. We're, 14-6 right now?
Yeah.
He's a really good coach. He's shown that he knows what he's doing, and I trust him.
Isaiah, one of the first things I think anybody realizes about you is that you were raised very well, and you're very close with your parents. Yes. Of course, we've talked in the past about your dad and being a pastor. The elevator door opened the other day at the team hotel, and I was there, and he goes, "Hey, Mr. Laser." Talk about the faith that he's instilled in you, how faith plays a big role in your life, because I know it does.
He's always been that type that instilled in me, and I have to have faith in no matter what I'm doing, because without God, nothing is possible. And I feel like that's helped me through my journey here. Like, my journey here wasn't easy by any means. It wasn't easy. And just me being here itself is a blessing. And being able to talk to you guys right now is honestly a blessing. Because not many people get this opportunity. And
come
here
on
I
now,
am,
Chico. Right? It's not that big a deal.
We love you,
ask
too.
These people.
I'm talking about even being at Virginia Tech.
What Mike means is we love you, too.
But everything is just working out for my good. And I'm blessed. I'm really blessed.
Chico, what did you work on in the offseason about your game to try to get better at?
I think I've improved my body a lot.
Yeah, because you got here late, when you think about it.
When I first got here, I was maybe 240 something, got down to 222, played the season 236, now I'm 219. Lost a lot of body fat, and I think that's helped elevate my game a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. I think anybody that watches this team can see that as well. All right, here is the things that not many people know about you. You are a big rose enthusiast. You like roses. Every time I check in with you, I ask if you have any new rose apparel that you've added to your wardrobe. What is new in the wardrobe in the rose department?
I have a lot of rose hoodies now. My girlfriend bought me, I think, 3 rose hoodies, and I'm really big on roses. I don't really know why I like roses so much, but I really like roses. They just look good.
Well, they're big hits, especially yeah. coming close to Valentine's.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you like to do other than that off the court, other than, like, check out roses? What do you like to do off the court?
I like to play the PlayStation. I like playing Modern Warfare, just like any other college kid. I like to go out with my teammates and, you know, have fun.
Well, we have fun, Isaiah, every time we're around you, and it's a blessing for us to be with you here tonight, man. We can't thank you enough. We know this is a quick turnaround academically and back on the road again tomorrow, too. So thanks so much for coming out and spending some time with these Hokies. They appreciate it as well.
No problem. Thank you.
Isaiah Wilkins is with us here tonight on Tech Talk Live. We love Chico. We know you do as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Our Hokie Hoops conversation continues. Head coach Mike Young and family in the house. This is TTL from McLean's at First and Main.
There's something out there for you and me, and the American road is calling, so what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway, no matter where it leads us, we can smile, cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hokie fans, if you can hear this broadcast, you're close to a delicious Deschutes Brewery beer. Like Fresh Squeeze, the original citrusy IPA bursting with juicy mosaic and citra hops. Hey, speaking of hops, have you ever seen that video of a kangaroo chasing a car? It's crazy. Turns out they can hop at over 44 miles per hour. That's a fact. Just ask Wikipedia. Okay, back to the beer. Fresh squeeze of refreshing and citrusy IPA available from the Pacific Northwest to the East Coast. Deschutes Brewery reminds you to drive safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at PK'sBarAndGrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
Blacksburg Physical Therapy keeps all of us strong and healthy. Hokies fans, runners, bike riders, gardeners. Since 1991, they've been delivering customized care and treatments that work. And they have exciting news. Blacksburg PT is now Cora Physical Therapy. Same trusted clinicians, same hands-on results. Now with access to the latest tech to get you and keep you strong and healthy as ever. Check them out at CoraPhysicalTherapy.com or call for your complimentary screening at 540-951-2703. That's C-O-R-A PhysicalTherapy.com.
This is Tech Talk Live, your place for all things Hokies. Once again, here's John Lazor.
John Lazor, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and now joined, as we are weekly, by head men's basketball coach Mike Young. As always, Coach, we start by saying thank you for coming over. The team on a very quick turnaround here today and back on the road to Miami tomorrow. We'll, of course, get into that a little bit later. But we have to start here, unfortunately. The world of basketball just rocked back today, actually well beyond the world of basketball today, with the news of the death of Kobe Bryant and his young 13-year-old daughter. And I just wanted to get your perspective as someone that leads a group of young people, a lot of whom, as we just heard from Isaiah Wilkins, idolize people like Kobe Bryant and all that he does, not just basketball, and how you approach that in terms of leading them through that.
Well, I mean, it's the worst. You know, I grew up with Jordan. Jordan's the same age as I am. But for these guys, now Kobe is older, but he's the greatest player. He and LeBron James, the greatest player that they have seen. Certainly one of the all-time best, if not the best. And that is difficult for any young people. I heard about it through a text. I'm watching film, and my daughter, college-age student, sent me a text. You know, so that's, you know, that's awful and, you know, painful for you know, many of us. Certainly, you know, great basketball players. It was a good man, too, and did so much for the game. I never met him. I didn't know him, but boy, I certainly enjoyed watching him play. He was fabulous.
How'd the kids react today?
Hey, it was somber. I think part of that is how we played last night, but certainly the passing of, you know, an idol and someone that they could relate to and worker and, you know, did so many things for the game itself, off the floor, on the floor. That was hard.
Coach, you mentioned yesterday's game against Boston College, and we'll also look back on a thrilling win against North Carolina, but clearly you weren't pleased with the ball movement and the movement off the ball from your guys yesterday. As you've looked back on it and assessed it a day later, just your thoughts on what led to that.
I always give, you know, we didn't play very well. Boston College had something to do with that now, fellas. I thought they, you know, they were able to keep a body on a body, and you know, we let some things go, and we weren't as sharp as we needed to be. And having said all that, I mean, we're still frustrated as all get out in how we handled the last 4 minutes. We had a couple of scouting report breakdowns. We leave our feet on a kid who had shot two air balls. You know, during the course of the game, he gets to 6 feet, makes a little runner. You know, number one had made a couple of threes going in and not a very difficult action to defend. You got to chip him, which means you got to put your body on him and then get to number one. And we were a tad late on that, and he makes two threes, and you know, you put yourself in a bind. Here's the bottom line, John, Mike. You know, we are 20 games into this thing. Is that what we are? We're 20 games in. And this team has given us everything that that they have. That is the one game that, you know, we dropped the ball, for lack of a better expression. We didn't play well enough to win in a game that we needed to win, a game that we should have won. Was not a lack of effort. We had one of those days, bad day to have a bad day. And we had a bad day. And, again, I cannot go through all of that without crediting Boston College. Those guys did a nice job. They needed to win. And, you know, they played a little bit better than we did.
You know, you look at yesterday, it looked like they were freshmen for a change. They were kind of out of sorts, out of whack a little bit. Maybe it hit the wall.
Out of whack. That's a good Southwest Virginia. I love it. Out of whack. I haven't heard that one in a long time. Yes, it's a great way to put it. We're out of whack. We were out of whack on both ends. I interrupted you, Mike. I'm sorry.
No. That's what I was just getting at. I mean, it just seemed like they just couldn't get it going. And then, you know, not starting a game with three guys were kind of regular. That didn't help matters, it seemed like, a little bit as well.
You know, I go back and review that thing and look and, you know, up 10 and they are waiting on us. They are waiting on us to powder them. And, you know, miss a great shot. They come back, hit a three. They made eight threes. They were averaging five or six coming in. We've done a really nice job of guarding the arc. Can't allow eight, you know, from them. And, you know, our team, you know, we're accustomed to making 10, 11, 12. I think we made 15 against North Carolina. Is that right?
That's right.
And make seven yesterday. Not our best day. And, you know, I take a great deal of responsibility in that.
Coach, something I've always noticed in the years traveling with basketball programs is even in a moment like that where you're frustrated, you've got to turn the page as a staff. And guys were already doing that on the plane on the way home in anticipation of Miami, which already is nearly here. What's that process like where you go through that and you're trying to unpack what just transpired while also already trying to get ready for what's to come?
Well, you know, in any sport, Mike, football, you can't let that one affect winning in the next one. And, you know, that can happen. My son, who's sitting over there, had a good thought last night. That windshield is bigger than the one in the back.
Rear view mirror, you better
be looking ahead and not in the rear view mirror. So let's, you know, we asked them, I made the comment today, we ask you to wipe the slate clean after a humongous win against North Carolina in double overtime and turn our attention to Boston College. And I know we did that. We simply didn't play well enough. And I'm asking the same thing today. We wipe the slate and we turn our attention to Miami, a game that's every bit as important as last night's game, every bit as important as that North Carolina game. So let's figure it out. Let's go win.
Coach, I've noticed that Davis is not particularly fond when we mention his name on the air.
Does he get uncomfortable?
He's a little wee. He's getting wheezy over there.
He's wigged out on us. Yeah. That's all right. He'll get over it again.
I apologize, Davis. But the Young family is with us. Coach, you mentioned the North Carolina game. Let's take a break, and let's go back to that moment, which was an awesome one at Castle Coliseum earlier this week. This is Tech Talk Live, and I on Hokie Hoops tonight at McLean's at 1st and Main.
When it's time for a Hokie to attempt a free throw, they take a Ford trip to the line. And when you take a trip to your local Ford dealer, you'll get some of the best deals on our best vehicles, including the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer. This newly redesigned and engineered SUV is the latest arrival to our already star-studded roster. So don't miss your shot to get the best deals on Ford vehicles. Visit your local Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com today.
Finding your beach with a Corona can sounds exactly the same as finding your beach with a Corona bottle. To prove it, listen as this man relaxes with a Corona can. While this man has a Corona bottle. Can. Bottle. Once more, a Corona can. Well, they still sound almost exactly the same. The Corona can. Another way to find your beach. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
You've looked and looked for that perfect home and can't find one with all the bells and whistles you want, so you've decided to build. First Bank and Trust Company can help you finance the construction of a new home so you can afford to build your home from the ground up. Once your house is built, we can finance your permanent mortgage also. So all you need to do is get started on that house you've always dreamed of, and we'll help make it a reality. We're doing what it takes to make life easier. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply. As for details.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
The Virginia Tech Hokies are built Ford proud. That's right. The Southern Virginia Ford dealers are proud sponsors of the Hokies. Looking for your next car, truck, or SUV, head to buyfordnow.com or visit your local Ford store today to shop our full lineup of vehicles. We continue with head coach Mike Young. And, Coach, we go back a few more days to a stirring double overtime victory over North Carolina. Students back, Castle Guard to the rafters. Played deep into the night. Castle was hot. It just had all the ingredients, and just wanted to get your thoughts as a coach as to what that's like in those moments where in a moment or a possession it looks certain that it's not going to go your way, and then you bang a big shot and it's euphoria. You know, what's going through the mind of Mike Young that night?
So many things. And in one of those games, there's so many wrinkles that just hard to keep track of them all. Getting down five in the first overtime, I've always thought a team that, you know, makes the first hit in overtime has a real advantage. But we come right back and bang a three, and just a great level of resolve and toughness and, you know, hanging in there, and good play from a number of people, not just on the offensive end, but some really timely defensive plays, a deflection, a great job on the glass. When I think of North Carolina guys, I think of transition offense. We allowed zero transition baskets, and I think of an offensive rebounding team that is ferocious. And it's year in and it's year out. And, you know, Garrison Brooks is really good in that regard. Damon Baycote, really good in that regard. We caught a break not having to play against Brandon Robinson. Brandon does a nice job on the offensive glass, as does Play Tech. Justin Pierce hurt us a little bit in that regard, but they out-rebounded us too, and I think they had 2 points off of an offensive rebound that was, you know, down there late. May have been in overtime when Pierce got to the basket off a missed shot and scooped it up and put it in the hole. So a great night for our team, and really, really proud of everything that went into it. The support that we had from, this community, and having the students back is everything. I mean, that place was nuts. And Roy Williams told me this summer, I'll never forget, we were in Augusta, Georgia at a recruiting event, and he said, of course, I knew this, and he said, Michael, Castle Coliseum is one of the hardest places for a visiting team to win. And I concur. I agree with that.
You know, that was such a great team win when you think about some of the stuff. How about Big John Ojiako gets 5 points and a couple offensive rebounds. Boots has 1 bucket, the game winner. 3 guys play over 40 minutes. You know, Beattie had that big three, and Nolly has an offensive rebound. Just so many guys did so many great things, especially at different times, to get that win.
Team win. I said it in the locker room afterwards. I thought every person that went onto the floor helped the Hokies. I thought Couture helped the Hokies. Naheem was really good. Jalen Cohn was, sharp as he could be. Did a nice job. Fought. You know, we put him on Leaky Black. We just thought that was the best matchup. You know, here's little tiny Jalen out there guarding a 6'7" forward, and he competed and he fought and he gave our team everything. he had. It was a team win and a great win, to say the very least.
My favorite moment of that game, outside of Radford winning it, was Jalen Cohn getting a rebound due to his vertical jump over the top of Baycott. It was just an awesome.
His feet were that high off the ground.
Yeah, they were indeed. Coach, we opened the show tonight talking with Isaiah Wilkins, and we love that kid. We know you do, too. He's just such an awesome personality. And he mentioned to us that he's really started to feel like everything's coming together for him. He feels comfortable with who he is as a basketball player and whatnot. You told me the other day that he's given you guys a lot of good minutes and finding a way to impact winning. How might his role expand, not just this year, but beyond that, too?
I am, insider information. I am still battling, maybe as much as I've battled in 18 years of coaching. He is helping our team. We've got a nice rotation in the backcourt with Jalen playing more off the ball than on the ball. Tyrese Radford, Couture, Naheem, we're really playing Isaiah right now with Landers. So his minutes are in the 6 to 9 range, and I would like for them to be in the 9 to 12 range. He's helping us. He can make a shot. He's very responsible defensively, and doing a good job for us on both ends. So, I've always thought that was the easiest part of coaching. You know, you play the guys that give you the best opportunity to win. And I will always do that. This isn't upward basketball. I don't care about feelings. I care about winning the game. But he comes to practice every day, and he's helping our team. He is a really, really fine human being. And, you know, I'm still working on it, still plugging away at it.
You know, it's great. Well, Bisa Beattie, he was up from that neck of the woods there, and he had a lot of people there yesterday.
Yeah.
He talked about, I know how much you love him and respect him. He talked about we got selfish in the second half, didn't move the ball well. And then he ends up, he has 9 points, 5 assists. And, you know, you look at his numbers through this year, 125 assists now and just 32 turnovers. What a remarkable job he's done.
I'm not sure. There was a time he was the leader in the, he was first in the country in assist turnover ratio. I don't think it was selfish as much as, again, they were able to keep a body on a body, and we didn't handle that very well. We didn't handle it very well at Duke. Now, we were terrific. North Carolina wanted to guard us much the same way. NC State wanted to guard us much the same way. But there's got to be activity. There's got to be movement. There's got to be screening actions. The ball's got to hit two sides of the floor, if not three sides of the floor. And then the world opens up, and you can drive them. And we got a little stagnant, and we were standing, and that creates, you know, bad basketball, certainly bad offensive basketball.
All right, Coach, I'm not going to look at you while I do this week. Are you 60 or older and looking to retire in Blacksburg? Warm Hearth Village is Blacksburg's only nonprofit retirement community. As luck would have it, our campus adjoins Virginia Tech and the Huckleberry Trail. We are now pre-leasing new, maintenance-free, independent living apartment homes with no waiting list. Visit retire.org to learn more. 0-for-3, getting through that without laughing. More Tech Talk Live is next.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech football, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. So fire up, Hokie Nation, and remember, flavor hails from Smithfield.
Ready to get rewarded? Open a SunTrust Advantage checking account and you'll feel rewarded right away. Our new debit card controls let you lock your card and set spending limits directly on our mobile app. You'll also get free identity protection and credit monitoring through ID Notify by Experian. Peace of mind and great rewards. Advantage checking gives you all that and more. Visit a branch or go to suntrust.com/get rewarded to open an Advantage checking account today. Confidence starts here. SunTrust Bank, member FDIC.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome
This is Tech Talk Live, your place for all things Hokies. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues, as does the ACC portion of the season for men's basketball. Back on the road tomorrow, heading down to South Florida. They take on Miami. 8 o'clock tip time on Tuesday. Mike and I will be on the air. Tech Tip-Off Show, 7:30. We continue with Coach Mike Young. And, Coach, I know you guys are already well down the road in terms of preparing for Miami. They played yesterday against North Carolina, common opponent, but they did so without basically their starting backcourt. Chris Likes and also McGusty did not play in that game. So how difficult is it to prepare? We've talked about this before for teams when you don't know health status, but particularly in the case of Likes, because he's just such a unique player. For people that don't know, he's about 5'6", but fast as all get out.
He's awesome. I saw 4 or 5 games today, and we'll prepare as though both are playing. Now, they're both what sounds like day-to-day injuries. Likes is nursing a groin injury. I think he hurt that thing against Clemson. I watched that game from December 31st, and there was some kind of movement, and you could see him hold it, and he's trying to stretch it during the course, and that's one of those. Maybe you two don't know. You weren't very athletic.
Not at all.
That's an injury that can be re-aggravated and just hard to get well. Playing twice a week, practice, so on. The only thing that takes care of that is rest, and that's difficult to come by this time of year. McGusty is a back spasm. I'm sure that's a very painful injury, but one I think, that he could be back for on Tuesday. So we expect both of them to play. I mean, you take the best two players, and they are Miami's best two players. You take the best two players off of any team, you're going to have a hard time winning. So I don't know, the circumstances. We'll prepare as though they're playing, and wouldn't hurt my feelings if one or both weren't playing. I've told you both. I'm not serious when I say that. I hope they do play. It bothers me when young people get hurt and can't play. That's not fair. That's awful.
How do you guard against your team being overconfident, going down there knowing that they're last place in the league, and after what they went through the other day, how do you keep them focused and dialed in? Because obviously – you're halfway through the ACC part of the season, but these games are fast and furious.
Oh, man, they're everything. Mike, I mean, we had that game yesterday, We can't punt that game. We didn't play our best, and we got beat. Game by game, what are we now? 5-4 in the league. This game will mark the halfway point of our league schedule. We're getting on down the road here. February is fast approaching. I've said throughout my career, you get to the Super Bowl and they start revving those engines down there in Daytona. The end of the season is near. These games are to be coveted. These games are to be treated with great care. We've got to prepare like crazy, and it can get long now. I mean, twice a week, Saturday, Tuesday, we'll get back early Wednesday morning, turning around and play Florida State on. I mean, it's fast and furious. So no rest for the weary. That's what we signed up for. And there is ball to be played, and we're, better basketball to be played. And we've got to get going here.
Coach, are you managing loads differently with this team than you have throughout your career, or is it very similar?
Very similar. Very similar. John, and don't think less of me, and those listening, don't think less of me when I say this, but, you see us practice a lot. Once we get past Christmas, there is very little contact. I just, I'm not taking a beaten horse into the race. I want to, as well as I can have my team. And I'm not going to run the risk of getting anybody dinged up in practice. Our contact session or periods in practice are about 20 minutes. Now, we're out there an hour and a half, hour and 15, and there's a lot of shooting and a lot of technique and a lot of conversation on how we're going to guard different things. But, again, we're way down the line, and we get them off of one another on the glass where I think a lot of injuries occur. you know, in practice, ankles and that sort of thing. And I've handled that way for a long, long time. It's worked out pretty well for me.
Coach, when Landers is off the floor, it seems like things slow down a little bit. They're looking around a little bit out of sync and whatnot to find. How do you get the next guy to step up and have the confidence to say, get me the ball, I can handle this, I want the moment, I can handle it?
I've tried to get my arms around it here for a couple of weeks now, Mike. We want to stand and watch a little bit. It's like we're looking for something that's not there. Now, I will say the lineup with Isaiah – will be sir, or Jalen and or Jalen, Couture, Naheem, the ball can at times move better, and the motion, the movement's better, the motion, the offense is better, but we can have a more difficult time in finding a shot. There's a lot of things that go through Landers, and something that we continue to work on.
Coach Mike Young, gracious enough to join us as he does each and every week on Tech Talk Live, which is brought to you tonight by Ideal Cabinets, celebrating their 50th year in the custom cabinetry business. Follow their Facebook page and post your favorite Virginia Tech game photo with the hashtag Ideal50 for a chance to win the grand prize of a $200 gift card, or visit them online at idealcabinets.com for more information. One more segment with the head coach. Tech Talk Live continues across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. G&H Appliance, celebrating 50 years of service. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
For your next banquet or business meeting, make an impression that leaves an imprint. We have the perfect setting for weddings, receptions, meetings, and retreats of all sizes. Preston's offers stunning views of the New River and the Pete Dye River course at Virginia Tech. With a restaurant and lounge, 2 banquet rooms, and a 4,000-square-foot terrace, Preston's at the River Course is also ideal for unwinding with a panoramic view of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Daily specials, live music, and weekend brunches make us a destination venue. Visit our website, PeteDyeRiverCourse.com, and look us up on social media for more information.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues with head coach Mike Young. We are coming to you from McLean's at First and Main here in Blacksburg. A reminder that Tech Talk Live will take a hiatus next week. Tech will once again be traveling on Monday, on that occasion down to Atlanta to take on Georgia Tech, and a week from now would be Super Bowl Sunday. So we'll be back with you on February 10th, and obviously a lot of things will have transpired in between those two shows. Coach, as you get set to go down to Miami, you just mentioned it there, coming off of Boston College. It's kind of go time, right, in the middle of the ACC season right now. You know, and as you get to this point of the year, I can't help it. I read a bunch of stuff. Oh, the Hokies were picked this and this and this, and it's like, who cares? You're right in the middle of the fight right now. How much are you guys just embracing? You know, there's a pressure, obviously, and these are big game after big game, but also you got in this profession for this. It's got to be a heck of a lot of fun, too.
too.
It is great. It's great fun. You know, but I spend so much of my time on our team. I don't really concern yourself with others. Couple of guys came in earlier today, Wake Forest and UVA go to overtime, and now you've got a bit of an eye on others. But I just always thought, you take care of Virginia Tech. You know, if we take care of ourselves, all that's going to work out at the end. This is new to me, this size league, 15 teams, and, you know, the top four double bye, top eight, I think, have a single bye. I still think it's way too early to be concerned about that stuff. Here we are, January 26th or whatever it is. We've got 11 of these left. There's so many things to be determined between now and in March when we head to Greensboro for the ACC tournament. So let's continue to get better. Let's play better basketball on Tuesday. And, you know, those things will take care of themselves.
You know, Naheem had been struggling shooting the ball, but, boy, he's gotten better the last, what, four games. He's been shooting the ball really, really well. So that's encouraging, obviously. And what about Landers? His shot seems to be kind of disappearing from beyond the arc. How do you help that?
Just hang in there with it. Yeah. You know, just there's a little dip, all right? There's a little dip. You continue to get in the gym before practice, after practice, and continue to bang away at it. They know that that they have my full support, and do not turn the next one down. You know, that next one's going to go in a basket, and that thing opens up. Proud of Naheem. That can be a real debilitating, you know, segment in a young person's freshman year. And you think the world's caving in on you, and, you know, what's going on, and it's a frightening time for some of them. But I thought he handled himself well and continued to help our team win in doing some other things off the ball and defensively, where he's really doing a nice job for us, you know, as a secondary defender. He'll be the second person we put on likes, the dynamic little guard for Miami on Tuesday. So, you know, basketball players hang in there. Good basketball players, you know, put it behind them, move ahead, and continue to play, you know, great basketball. And if that first couple of shots don't go down, you can still help our team win.
Coach, as Aline kind of came out of his dip, Hunter Couture was going through one a little bit too. And it seems like over the last two games, he's shown some signs that he's coming out of that as well. What have you seen from Hunter?
He banged one against North Carolina. It was a big shot. I think we were down 12, and he banged a big one. And he had one in the first half against Boston College. He's a talented kid. He's a very athletic kid. You know, don't try to be too fine. Just lay your ears back and go play. And he had a bad turnover yesterday. I wanted to take the ball, drive the ball after a loose ball, and he came up with it, and he's trying to get the ball to Wabisa. I would prefer Wabisa just run the floor, get up ahead of it, and then get it to him above midcourt and put more pressure on Boston College. Pleased, really proud of that kid, and the best guy to coach, and is going to be a really good player around here for a long time. He's got a great athletic body. We haven't seen that in its full form yet, as we will as we go ahead. But he's a good basketball player.
Coach, people forget about these guys. A lot of them are young kids and freshmen. Yet they got to deal with the academic part too. And this Saturday, Tuesday schedule that you've been on, and you got another one next week, not with the Florida State, but at least you're home for that.
Yeah.
And then hit the road for Georgia Tech. That's got to be just tough on them academically and just the gruel of that schedule.
It is, but it is, Mike. It's hard. You know, they all are carrying full loads. Elise, our academic advisor, is exceptional, as you both know, and they were heading off to study hall tonight at 6. They're back in there tomorrow before we head to Miami. But that's a part of it. You know, being a college athlete is not easy. It's hard, and that is a big part of it, your academic work. And, you know, when there are no corners cut in that regard. They're expected to be in class. They're expected to have everything done. It's a part of growing up. It's a part of becoming an adult and handling your business and, you know, doing your best work, and they're doing a nice job there.
That's why I spent so much time at the library.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I mean, it took me a couple years to find
there,
it.
I heard there was a bar called the library here back in your
there
day.
There was at Arizona State when I was there. I know that. All right, last one for head coach Mike Young. And, Coach, we rarely do this, but we're going to take one from the audience that was texted here. Looks like the gentleman's name is Mike B. He says, it appears you have a large bowl of popcorn there that you didn't eat any of. Will it be okay if I have it after the show?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can help yourself.
There you go, Mikey. It's all yours, my friend.
You didn't send me text, Coach.
Coach, thanks as always for coming over and being you. Can't wait to get after it in Miami with you as well.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Head coach Mike Young. He leads the Hokies down to South Florida. They take on the Hurricanes Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Mike Burnup and I give you broadcast particulars and other news and notes as we close out Tech Talk Live for this week. We continue across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When it's time for a Hokie to attempt a free throw, they take a Ford trip to the line. And when you take a trip to your local Ford dealer, you'll get some of the best deals on our best vehicles, including the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer. This newly redesigned and engineered SUV is the latest arrival to our already star-studded roster. So don't miss your shot to get the best deals on Ford vehicles. Visit your local Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com today.
Virginia 529, the official college savings plan of the Virginia Tech Hokies, is giving fans the chance to win a college savings starter account. Visit Virginia529.com/win for your chance at $529 to kick off your savings. Additional contributions made are tax advantaged and savings can be used at many public and private colleges close to home or outside of Virginia. Learn more and enter to win today at Virginia529.com/win.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
English Meadows is the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics, providing care in Virginia since 2008. We believe that seniors should never live or feel alone, and our caregivers are ready to assist you in all of your daily needs. With 8 campuses across the Commonwealth, stretching from Abingdon to Warrenton, to Louisa, to Bedford, and 2 campuses in the New River Valley, English Meadows is here to care for you and your Hokie family. Visit WeLoveOurResidents.com today. Go Hokies!
Hokie fans, improve your home field advantage by shopping Grand Home Furnishings today. Every room, every style. You'll find it all at Grand's guaranteed low price. Plus, save on the area's largest selection of brand name mattresses and get free delivery on any mattress purchase of $5.97 or more. So come visit our Christiansburg store or any of our other 18 locations. Grand Home Furnishings, proud sponsor of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes from McLean's at First and Main. And a reminder, 1 week hiatus for Tech Talk Live this coming week. Everybody enjoy Super Bowl Sunday. We'll have plenty of basketball action as well. We'll be back with you on Monday, February 10th. John Lazor, the Hall of Famer, Mike Burnup, now closing it out. Again, as I mentioned, Tech will tip it off at 8 o'clock on Tuesday from the Watsco Center down in Coral Gables. We'll be on the air 7:30, the same sports network with our Tech tip-off show. And, Mike, I can't believe that Coach called us unathletic. I mean, I had so many injuries during my ping pong career. It was amazing.
It's hard to hold
jammed
that.
Fingers.
It's hard to hold the beer in a paddle.
Yeah, well, no, it's really not. It's hard to hold 2 beers in a paddle. That's
for
sure.
Oh, there you go.
Real quick, one football note here at the tail end. Obviously, number of Hokies entering the transfer portal. It's just kind of the way that it is right now in college football, and a number of the guys lead to an emotional response because we love them and they've been around for a while. But we wish them all the best regardless of where they end up. Some of them may wind up staying here in Blacksburg. But, again, it's amazing how much it's changed just in my 5 years here in terms of player movement in college football.
Yeah, it has. There's no doubt. And I think there's probably be some more of them. But keep in mind, last year, Hendon Hooker and DeShaun McLeese both went into the portal and ended up staying. So you never know what's out there, what's going to happen. And I think what's difficult is you had 21 starters coming back, right? And then Dalton Keaton goes to the NFL, and McLeese decides to move on because he's been here forever anyway. And so, and then Damon Hazelton leaves. So, you know, all of a sudden some of your starters are gone and whatnot. But still, I think the future's so bright. Looking forward to spring practice, get going. The coaching staff seems great, and it should be fun to watch.
Circle back to where we started the show. Unfortunately, a very dark day just in sports in general in terms of understanding mortality and tragedy and all of that. The death of Kobe Bryant today, the seven other people on the plane that were outside of his family, and unbelievably his 13-year-old daughter, Gigi. And, you know, we're just expressing shock and heartache like everybody else. And I think that all we can really do at the times like these is kind of mark the time by telling someone close to you that you appreciate them. So, you know, we just encourage with the platform that we have everyone to do that. It's just, it's almost hard, and was looking at people a lot better than us in this profession today, stumbling over trying to put words to it. The words just don't come.
Nah, they don't. And it's sad. It's awful. What a tragedy. At 41 years old, and so much of his life left to go, and the next chapters. I mean, there's so many chapters in his life that will never be written now, and especially for those kids when you think about without their father now. I realize how hard it was for me personally when Ellen wasn't there to walk Jenna down the aisle. I mean, that's sad, and that's going to be the case with him and his other kids, and it's just a sad time. It's an awful tragedy.
No doubt about that. Well said by you and so many throughout the day. So Hokies, hug not just Hokies. Hug those that are close to you as we get a reminder, maybe an unnecessary one today, how fragile it all can be and how fortunate we are to be with you as we are each and every week. As always, we thank Mike Young for his time, Isaiah Wilkins as well. What a fun time it is to spend time with young people with a personality like his. Down the line to our new producer, Matt Present. We welcome him aboard our Virginia Tech team as well. Biggest thank you, as always, goes to you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, as always, for being Hokies. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
All season long, when the Hokies win, get 40% off pizzas the next day at PapaJohns.com. Just use the online promo code TECH40 and get 40% off all regular menu price online pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Just like that. Order from your independently owned and operated Papa John's using the online promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com. When the Hokies win, you win. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
If you're looking for a place that can fulfill all of your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs, stop by First in Maine. Get a kickstart to your day by getting a morning workout in at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, or El Rodeo. And if you're in the mood, you can stop by the only IMAX theater in the region and see a movie at Paragon Theaters. When you're looking for something to do, turn to First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First in Maine, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Ford, get the best deals of the year at your local Ford dealer today. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at PapaJohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.